Every single month, we do about 18 to 20 million. Every single episode gets about 17,000.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time, gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like, and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. My name is Anthony Wineri, and every single Monday, a successful podcaster with tens of thousands of listeners plus and a fully monetized show will leave you a 5 to 10 minute voice note sharing their stories, strategies, failures, and the mindset needed to grow a successful show. And today is one of those very special episodes. So I'm going to let Scott take it away.
My name is Scott Smith, and I hear I'm supposed to do a podcast about my podcast. So I thought, well, why not? Let's do a podcast.
Never give up. Fighting till the end. Gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving. Gotta get back up. Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving. Gotta get back up.
How are you? Come on in. Not only am I the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com, I'm also the host of the Daily Boost podcast, the longest running personal growth podcast in the world. I know this because I've been doing it since the very beginning. Now in our 18th season, almost 5,000 episodes, hundreds of millions in downloads over that period of time. Every single month we do about 18 to 20 million. Every single episode gets about 17,000. This thing has gone on and on and on because we had a simple idea. The idea was, what if we could find a place where no matter what happened in your day, you could show up, listen to a guy that was connected with a whole bunch of other people that was going to get out of bed, stand up, take a step, and repeat until we get what we want. That was the whole premise when I started this, and it has worked out fairly well. So I told you a little bit about it, but let me dig into this and give you a little bit more. It has, in a nutshell, for those of the folks that are podcasters, I guess, are going to listen to this show, it has become my entire business. It is the lead of my business, but everything else is because of the podcast. We do other things. Don't pay attention too much to those. If I get the podcast right, people come in, we convert, we have business, and it works just well. This has taken me in revenue. It's purchased a couple of homes. I think we've done 4 weddings, put a couple of kids through college, lots of vacations, lots of adult toys, like motorcycles and things like that. Get your head out of the gutter. It has truly done everything. It's allowed me to travel the world, to speak in front of people, to coach, to have a mastermind with people. It's been amazing. All because one day I had this crazy idea. But how did it start? Well, I saw a newspaper article. 2004, before podcasting was a thing, I saw an article in USA Today. They said, hey, there's a thing called podcasting. And I said, that'll do it. I'd been on radio before, so I knew how to do stuff like that. And I was trying to get into personal growth. So I went out to my living room. I said to my wife, hey, I found it. She goes, found what? I said, the thing. I know how I'm going to do it. She goes, what's it called? I said, it's called podcasting. And because it was 18 years ago, she said, pod what? These days, that wouldn't happen. You know what it is. But back then, no, nobody knew. But in any case, I knew it was going to be the way I was going to go. And I could see it. It's just one of these things. I said, this will work for me. Had a problem. Apple wasn't doing it yet. There was no place to get RSS feeds. WordPress wasn't around yet. We had to build it all. And so I decided to build it and took about 3 months to do it. And I released, I'll never forget the day I did it. I released 20 60-second Daily Boost podcasts. They were basically little vignettes that were designed to be on the radio and never made it to the radio. They just became a podcast. And I released 20 of them and I went out to dinner. I went out and it was a health and fitness podcast. I went out and I got some chicken wings and just bad stuff. Came back home, checked my email. And there's like 30 emails, people saying, where have you been? Oh my God, this is amazing. I just found my podcast last week. And now you got this. This is awesome. I got to tell you, that was it. When I saw that I had connected and reached, I said, we can do this. Now, we had a long way to go. I had to build out so much more. It took about probably 8 or 9 months to figure out how to do this. And one day, I'm got my hands on my face going, oh my gosh, how long can I do this? I'm working 3 jobs and giving away all this stuff for free. How long can I do it? And the answer was not long. I said, I got to monetize. And that was back when we didn't know what monetize was. There was very few ways to make money on a podcast. So I decided, I'd heard this thing about called a membership site. And I thought, I'm going to make a membership site with a podcast, something nobody had done. And everybody told me couldn't be done. And it took me 9 months to figure it out. And we did it. I launched one day. It was a Saturday morning. And I launched. A couple of people came in, gave me some money. And I had $595. Woohoo! But that was also the day my wife received a terminal diagnosis for cancer. And the day I was moving out of my house at the same time. We had bought a new home. My world fell apart pretty fast. I unplugged the computers. We packed everything up, went to a hotel. I took care of her, and I made a key decision. It taught me everything I had to know about podcasting. I decided to share our story on the podcast. And not every day. I shared it once a week. And for the next 100 days, that's what I did. Episode 66 through 100. I shared that podcast with folks, and they got to hear the whole story. Everything we went through, including when she died. So I didn't know what to do at that point, but I knew that I had to do something because, see, what happened was I'd spent so much time taking care of her, I had no choices anymore. My business clients weren't calling me anymore. They didn't know what to say to me. That's what happens when somebody dies. They don't know what to say to you. They didn't call me. So I'm a positive guy. So, well, if you're not going to call me, then I'm going to figure something else out because I'm not going to wait for you. I'm going to do what I want to do. So I had this thing already going, this thing called Motivation to Move. And so my daughter and I dove in and said, let's go do this thing. So we launched again right away pretty quick, brought some people back in, basically saying, hey, you know, here I am. And now they trusted me because they'd heard me for months. And about 150 people came in, got me up to about $3,000 a month. So now at least I'm making a little bit of money. But that wasn't enough because I met a woman, another woman, dating Joy. And it got to the point as my business grew a little bit, I said, man, I need to push this thing over the top because this girl wants to buy a house and she wants to be married and the whole thing. I have no money. So what I did was I came up with this idea to launch a coaching program called Start Moving, Stay Moving. And I said, let's put it inside the membership site. You can buy it if you want to for $47 or for $19.95, you can have it inside the site. Now, the math was, well, heck, I'll give them $19.95. It's 30 days. I'll finish and cancel before I get to the second payment. Well, nobody did that. They all stayed. So we went to a six-figure business in a matter of a couple of days based on that bit of marketing. And that put me on the map and got me out there. That was the start of everything. That drove me to speaking, to the books, to the mastermind programs, to all the different coaching programs I do, multiple programs over the years, and all the personal coaching and consulting I've done as well, taking me all around the world and back a couple of times now, all because of what I just told you. So it's been a neat ride all along the way, and I want to get onto these questions and why I decided to do this show, and I did it basically because I think I'm about as organic as I get. And I think from very early on, I've kind of had two things that I do. Number one, very creative and wanting to really, really serve my audience, really care about people. I want them to create the life of their dreams. But also, I'm not stupid. I'm a businessman. If I can't make money out of it, at some point, I got to do something else. That's just how things are. So very early on, when podcasting was real popular, but you know, people didn't like the business people, I wasn't real popular back then. You can go to iTunes and look at my old reviews. You'll see it. But the reality is things change because it's popular now, isn't it? So I'm going to share that with you too. So when did I decide to do a full-time and jump from my job? I think I leaned on it a little bit when I recognized that nobody was calling me to give me any money, no jobs. I had this thing. It was now or never. And I've often said, the best time for you to go get something done is when nobody else is looking. So I was in this kind of weird window when my friends, my colleagues weren't bothering me and I had all this space. I said, let's do this thing. So we got launched and we made some money. We decided to go into it and launch that program and do everything else. But that was it. When I recognized that I had some time, I had some traction, and most importantly, I knew what to do with it. This is the hardest thing. A lot of people start a podcast and they just go into it as a podcast and never thought about how they're actually going to connect with their customer and help them. You got to know that first. And I would say play with it, get really good at what you do until you start to feel that. And then once you feel that, lock into it and run with it. So one of the questions I have in front of me here is about being a failure. What was my biggest failure along the way and how did I respond to it? And I'd be lying if I didn't say my head is just awash with failure. It seems like every day is failure. So I thought, let's take it from another angle. Instead of the failure thing, how did I make it work? Because failure is going to be constant and reviews are going to be constant and downloads are going to be problems and tech is going to be a problem. It's just going to happen. I said, No. What do I do here? Well, the best thing to do is to figure out a way to focus on what needs to be done. And what I recognized was there's no failure in the world I couldn't get over if I just focused on really, really giving a good show to my audience. I focused on doing what I did best so they got what I did best and it impacted them the best. And as long as I did that, nothing else mattered. A saying I said a long time ago is nobody messes with my podcast. So of all the failures that could happen to me, and we've had so many things, challenges over time, I always keep that in my mind. What I mean by that is, as long as the podcast is taken care of, everything else will be taken care of. As long as I'm going my way, everything goes my way. So there's too many failures, Trust me, every single one has been happened. We've crashed everything. We've blown up servers. We've had credit card servers not work. We've done everything you could possibly do. And it's going to happen again tomorrow. Never let anything get in the way of your podcast. How do we get to 10,000 downloads per month? My podcast is designed for a very specific person. I'm not for everybody. I'm upbeat. I'm a little bit over the top sometimes. I'm a little more radio-ish and less podcaster-ish. There's a certain audience that likes me. I'm older than a lot of podcasters. That's okay. I just play into all that stuff. I look for the people who like me. And then the second thing I do is this. Very consistent formatting. So my podcast, we just changed theme music this year, and I still have some of the old elements in there. We ran the same theme music for 17 years. I didn't change. I set a habit in place. I anchored in place for them. I have the same basic layout that's literally been here since day one. Altered it just a little here or there based on the algorithms and how people listen these days. But for the most part, it is the same. Consistent. But here's one thing that I look at in my podcast, a lot of people don't. I look at my podcast as a season, meaning it goes 12 months for me, goes day in and day out all the time. And there's a theme across the entire podcast series. In our case, the positive boost you need every day. But every individual episode also has a theme that has a beginning, a middle, and an end to it. And usually some kind of a cliffhanger that carries them over. So that's a bit of the soap opera effect. There's always something coming, and there's always something we just did. And I find that when you look at your podcast like that, you start stringing people along, and now they have a reason to listen. They want to catch up on what happened last week or see what Scott's up to this week. It's been incredibly powerful. The only caveat I have to say, and I make this mistake a lot, is it's very easy to make talking about yourself a little bit too much of the podcast. So you have to really focus it out to your audience. But once they get to know who you are, that's fairly easy to do. So I think it's how it grew. And also I understand it's like being a trout stream in Montana. You go out to a trout stream in Montana. It's not like having to find a fishing spot. You just stand by the creek, right? And the fish come past you. That's the internet and that's podcasting. If you do something good that will engage with people, you do it consistently, you make it serialized and episodic. So they really want to come back to it again and again. All you have to do is catch more people. And yes, they will fade away over time. You'll lose a lot of them, but not all of them. And that's how you grow. How has my relationship with podcasting changed over the years? I've always been the same. I'm a creative guy who really wants to help my audience, and yet I'm a businessman as well. I have always counted on my business and never relied on anybody else. So when I started, there was no industry of podcasting. And now I'm up to my eyeballs in the industry. We've got agencies, we've got reps, we've got all this stuff going on. We have all the major national brands, the whole thing. All that's going on. But you know what? It's still a smaller part of my revenue than my coaching. And always will be. And so that's why I've never leaned on that. But my relationship is, I think at this point, kind of become as the big dogs have come into podcasting, I think it's stayed the same. Ultimately, you're the creator. And if you can create something people want to listen to, it's a lot of interest from everybody else. Stay your ground. Make sure you do what you're going to do. Do it your way and make sure it works. And so I would say nothing's really changed. I've never really banged on the doors of industry, and I don't think that'll change anytime soon. I'm an independent guy. So what advice would I give to a podcaster who loves doing what they're doing but struggling right now to grow? It's a matter of you finding something you love to do. I have a favorite saying, do what you love, even if you hate it. What I mean by that is that, you know, the stuff you love to do is not always the easiest thing to do. It's like going and running on the treadmill every single morning. Not real enjoyable for a lot of people, certainly not me, and yet I like the result I get from it. So a podcast is like that. If you're doing a podcast and no matter how hard it is, you just love being in the game and doing it, then you're in the right spot. If you're not connecting with an audience, then your topic is wrong or your audience, you just haven't found your right audience yet. So you have to stay in that game till you find them. So I would say if you're trying to grow, try to figure it out, it all comes down to a really good podcast first, and you have to get found and get people to listen to you. Nothing else matters after that. It sounds like, yeah, man, they're going to love me. Some big agency will pick me up, give me an upfront fee or something like that. It can happen, but it usually happens after a couple of years of somebody really working. So if you're struggling to get this thing going, I would say really solidly, think about your audience. Think about what you want to do for them and think about the unique way you're going to get it done. And then sit down every single day and do it. Do it more than you think you need to do it. Give way more than you got. Wear yourself out. Go back and do it again. And eventually, 10 or 20 shows down the road, maybe 30, 40, or 50 in some cases, suddenly you sound like, man, this person knows what the heck they're doing with the podcast. And suddenly they start to connect with you. And before you know it, you got a business being built. And finally, I would say this as well. If you're going to do a podcast, look at the entire industry, the entire monetization models. Stop listening to everybody else's out there because 99% of podcasters aren't making any money and don't really know what they're doing. They're just doing a podcast. Only pay attention to the people who are actually doing it. been doing it for a while and are successful with it. Anyway, I hope this helps for you today. I hope I had the ability to give you a few things that maybe helped you a little bit. And I hope you like my theme song. Because I sure do. Have a great day. Appreciate you taking time to listen to me today. Let me know if you have any questions. You can find me at motivationtomove.com.
So if you enjoyed this episode and you want to hear more from successful podcasters who've done it, who've been there and done that, who've built up an audience into the thousands, if you want to hear them share their experience with you every single Monday, be sure to subscribe to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing so you never miss an episode. And on Wednesdays, of course, we're going to help you gain clarity on why your podcast isn't growing and the simple steps you can start taking today to fast track a slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. My name is Anthony Wineri and you have been amazing. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and I'll see you in Wednesday's episode.